And Mark, along with Michael Reeves, has been honored to write an episode on Star Trek New Voyages, and he's going to direct that too, aren't you, Mark? Now, this is pretty interesting for you.
Yes, it's great, George. It's a terrific honor.
Tell us about this whole issue, and what's the venue? Who will play Star Trek New Voyages? Where can people see it?
Well, this is an amazing story. There's a website, StarTrekNewVoyages.com, and a Star Trek fan named James Cawley had the idea of building the original Star Trek sets. He got a hold of the blueprints, and he started shooting episodes starring himself as Kirk with an entirely new cast, and the effects were terrific, the sets were terrific. And then he got the added inspiration of bringing aboard people who had worked on the original show. So he just shot an episode starring Walter Koenig, who played Chekhov, and it was written by DC Fontana, who wrote and story-edited the original series. And Walter, I was on a panel at a science fiction convention talking about Star Trek, and Walter told me about this, and I then went on their website and checked out, watched one of their episodes and was very impressed. And it turns out that 30 years ago, a friend of mine pitched a Sulu story to Star Trek when they were actually going to bring the series back in the late 70s. And it was a great story, and coincidentally, Sulu ended up 30 years older in that story, and I've always wanted to work with George Takei, who played Mr. Sulu, so I contacted them and then went over to George Takei's place and pitched the idea to him, and he's going to star in it, and as you mentioned, Michael and I are writing it, and I'm going to direct it.
Well, that's great. Mark, we're going to talk with you for a couple hours tonight about a lot of different things in sci-fi, but James Cawley is on the phone with us, and I wanted to bring him in with us because this is just a great idea of his that is going to turn out to be a reality for a lot of people who are Star Trek fans. James, how are you? Welcome to Coast to Coast.
I'm good. Thank you so much.
Good. This inspiration to do this, had you ever done this before?
Well, I've made a couple of these Star Trek features, but it was always my goal from childhood on to bring back the original Star Trek.
How about to star in it?
Well, you know, what young guy in America really doesn't want to be Captain Kirk?
Yeah, exactly. Beam me up, Scotty. Well, you found a good person with Mark Zakri to write one of the episodes and direct one of the episodes. We've worked with Mark for a long time, and he's a great guy.
Well, I have to admit, I was very, very surprised and very, very pleased and shocked that Mark would contact us and that he enjoyed our work. It was amazing to me.
How difficult is it to put the pieces of the puzzle together to get a television show like this going?
Extremely difficult. I mean, Paramount Pictures, of course, does it with millions of dollars, and we do it, on a shoestring.
Well, and what's the target date for this?
Well, we start shooting in September, and then the rest of it, we'll film for about 8 days, and then the rest of it's up to Mark. He's the director, and he'll be doing the edit on it and so forth. So until Mark is pleased and George is pleased, we'll just have to hang back on that.
Now, the people who have loved Star Trek for so many years, will this be an addition to this passion of theirs?
Oh, I believe so. I think what Mark and Michael have planned is probably going to be the best episode of the original Star Trek series yet.
Well, that's great. Now, I also understand you're a professional Elvis impersonator?
Yes. For 17 years, I've toured the country with shows like Legends in Concert and Hollywood Superstars. I've had the pleasure of playing Las Vegas many times and Atlantic City, so that's been my life.
I'm going to let you go because we're going to continue talking with Mark, but James, you got to say something to us in Elvis lingo.
I would, but I'm just a little too tired for that tonight.
All right, Jim, thanks. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Mark, this, you know, I've known you for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
The fact that you're writing and directing, they equally have got to be both exciting for you, because you love writing,
yeah,
but directing is something novel for you as well.
Yeah, well, it's very funny, George. When I was 22 years old, I sat down and wrote the things I wanted to do with my career, and I wrote that I wanted to write hour dramas and movies and pilots and so on and so forth, and books, novels, and nonfiction books, and do the radio, and I included directing. And so I've done all of those things, and now I think it's time for directing. So it started, I directed some things in college, and more recently I directed a scene from my series of books, Magic Time, to help set that up as a TV series. And right now we're laying the groundwork for me to be directing part of a feature called Dead Stop, that's sort of a Twilight Zone feature. It's three Twilight Zone stories with a framing story, and It has a lot of actors from different versions of Star Trek, and John Rhys-Davies is attached, and Michael Shanks, who stars in Stargate, and so forth. And since I'm going to be directing one of those stories, I'm moving much more toward directing. And so when the opportunity for New Voyages came up, I was talking to James Colley on the phone, and I said, if for any reason your director falls out, I'd be very interested in having a conversation about possibly directing this. And he said, well, point blank, do you want to direct it? And I said, yes. And he said, well, then you're the director. So if only everything in Hollywood were that easy. And but my goal with the New Voyages is already their effects and a lot of the aspects of their production are first rate. And my goal is to bring this thing up to where it's absolutely equivalent with a network show. And so we're going to be casting our guest cast out of Los Angeles. We're going to be shooting high def. A&B camera, two cameras, and additionally, the effects are being done by network people. The sound's being done by network people. Our composer has 40 features to his credit, and already. So I'm bringing a lot of my my designer, who has to remain unnamed, is actually one of the major designers in science fiction films. He's designed characters that everyone knows, and he's in fact working on a major studio feature right now, and designing these characters because of our friendships and his enthusiasm for the project.
I had an opportunity to go to the Paramount lot when they were shooting one of the last Star Trek episodes with Scott Bakula.
Huh.
And what a delightful guy he is. He's from St. Louis, one of my old hometowns. I have two, Detroit and St. Louis. And it was just great to watch people shooting this, because when you're at home watching Star Trek, you have no idea. I mean, the stars, for example, that you see from inside the ship are just kind of like painted on a little black screen in the back. You know?
Yes, it's true. And it's funny because when I was a kid, I grew up watching the original Star Trek. And when I was 12 years old, for Christmas, I think I got the greatest Christmas present anyone ever got, which was a trip to the original Star Trek set. And I was actually on the set for the final episode of the original Star Trek. It was called Turnabout Intruder. And I remember when I was on set, I heard Majel Barrett someone said to her, last show of the season, and she muttered under her breath, last show ever. And she certainly was mistaken about that.
Michael Reeves, your co-writer, tell us about him.
Well, Michael and I go way back. Originally, I was a student at UCLA, and there was this great science fiction writer named Theodore Sturgeon, one of the great writers, who was teaching a writing class there, and I'd grown up idolizing him. He wrote for the original Star Trek, as well as great short stories and novels, and I took his class, and Michael was his teaching assistant and a budding writer himself, and Michael brought me initially into television, writing for TV when I was 22, 23 years old. We collaborated in animation, writing for such shows as Smurfs and Super Friends and He-Man, and then both of us moved into live action, so we both wrote for Star Trek The Next Generation, both wrote for the new Twilight Zone, etc. And when I was producing Sliders, I brought him aboard as one of our writers, and so our careers have paralleled. And I remembered this story that he had pitched, and I loved it, the Sulu story. I'd always wanted to do the great unrealized Sulu story, and so the chance to write with him again. He's also an Emmy winner. He won an Emmy for the animated Batman, which he story edited and wrote for.
Now, the New Voyages, will it be on television just web?
It's a good question, George. It's going to be, initially we're perceiving it as being on the Internet, but it's already been getting an audience beating out Enterprise, but that may just be the beginning of it.